Canto 11, Chapter 27, On Respecting the Form of the Lord. Sri Uddhava said, "Can you please explain the yoga of rites, Kriya Yoga, the yoga of service unto you as a deity, O Master? Who is of that worship? In respect of what form is one of worship, and in what manner are you worshipped then, O Master of the Sattvatas?" The sages Narada, Bhagavan Vyasa, and my preceptor, the son of Angira Brihaspati, repeatedly say that for the welfare of man there is nothing as conducive. The words about this that emanated from your lotus mouth were spoken by the great unborn Lord Brahma and to his sons, headed by Bhrigu, as also by the great Lord Shiva, speaking to the goddess Parvati. This service to your deity form is approved by all classes and spiritual orders of society, and is, I think, most beneficial for women and the working class, O magnanimous one. O lotus-eyed Lord, please, O controller of all controllers in the universe, speak to your devoted bhakta about this means of liberation from the bondage of karma. The Supreme Lord said, "The number of karmakanda prescriptions for worshipping deities is endless, Uddhava. Let me in brief explain it nicely, one step at a time. One should worship me as one desires, following one of the three kinds of sacrifice according to the Vedas, the explanatory literatures, or a combination of them. Now hear from me how a person who, according to the for him specific Vedic precepts, achieved the status of a second birth, should worship me with faith and devotion. He must, connected in bhakti, free from ulterior motives, honestly, with the necessary paraphernalia, worship me, his worshipable guru, as being present in a deity, in a sacrificial area, a fire, in the position of the sun, in water, or in the twice-born heart itself. For purification, he should first bathe and brush his teeth, and next purify himself with both types of Vedic and Tantric mantras while applying clay and such. To be freed from his karma, he perfectly convinced should engage in my ritual worship, puja, and thereto perform duties, as prescribed in the Vedas, with worship and such, like expressing the Gayatri mantra at the three junctures of the day, dawn, noon and sunset. There are eight types of forms with which one remembers me, in stone, wood, metal, smearable substances like clay, being painted, in sand, in jewels, and as an image kept in mind. Of the two kinds of individual temple deities that are moved and not moved, the installed deity, O Uddhava, is for his worship not taken away, Udvasa, or again brought forward, Avadana. Not being installed, one has these options, but when assigned a fixed place, the following two possibilities are found. Not being of a smearable substance, or being painted or made of wood, he is washed. In all other cases, he is cleansed without water. There is the worship of my different deities with excellent paraphernalia. There is the worship of a devotee free from material desire using whatever that is readily available. And there is the worship in the heart, in a mental respect, by love and meditation only. With a deity in the temple, customary bathing and decorating is most appreciated, Uddhava. For a holy place, that is an exercise of respect in mantras. And for fire, oblations of sesame, barley, etc. drenched in ghee are considered best. With the sun, that is an exercise of respect with the sundial, and with water, offerings of water and such are most suitable. Offerings presented with faith by a devotee of mine are most dear to me, even if it is just a bit of water. And what to say of an offering by devotees of foodstuffs, flowers, lamps, fragrances and incense? An offer, by contrast, that even if it is very rich, is made by a non-devotee, will not satisfy me. Being cleansed, he should then be of worship, having collected the necessary items, having arranged the seat with blades of kushai grass pointing to the east, and sitting down facing the east or the north, or else directly facing the deity. After having assigned mantras to his own body, and also having done this to my form, he should clean my deity with his hand and properly prepare the sprinkling vessel and the sacred pot. With the water of the vessel, sprinkling the area of the deity, the utensils and his own body, he next should prepare 3 vessels with water and arrange for the necessary auspicious items as far as available, like flowers, grains, blades of grass, sesame seeds, etc. With the mantras for the heart, the head, and the tuft of hair, the worshipper should purify the 3 vessels of water for his feet, his hands, and his mouth, and do the same with the Gayatri. He should meditate on the original individuality of all expansions, the very subtle transcendental form of mind that, within his body that was fully purified by air and fire, is situated on the lotus of the heart, and by perfected souls is experienced in the end vibration of the pranava. With that meditated form, by his own realization conceived as pervaded within his body, he of worship fully being absorbed in thought of me, should invite me within the deity and all that is respected along with it, by touching my limbs with mantras, and thereupon honor me externally by performing puja. After first having imagined my seat, decorated with the 9 shaktis and the deities of dharma, etc., as an effulgent 8-petaled lotus with saffron filaments in its whirl, he should offer to me the padya, argya, and achyamana water and other items of worship to be perfect with the 2 of enjoyment and liberation in respect of both the Vedas and the Tantras. One after the other, he next must honor my disc weapon, conch, club, and arrows and bow, my Balarama plow and pestle, my gem, garland, and chestmark curl of white hairs. He also honors Garuda, Nanda, Sunanda, Prachanda and Chanda, Mahabala, Bala, Kumuda and Kumadekshana, my carrier bird and 8 associates. Durga, Vinayaka, Ganesha, Vyasa, Vishvakshena, the spiritual masters and the demigods, each in their own place in front of the deity, should be worshipped with the sprinkling of water and other rituals. Every day, the deity should be bathed, as far as the means permit, using different kinds of water scented with sandalwood, ushira root, camphor, kunkuma, and aguru. Also hymns should be chanted, such as those from a section of the Vedas known as Swarnagharma, the incantation called Mahapurusha, the Purusha Sukta, and songs from the Samaveda like the Rajana and others. My devotee should lovingly decorate me with clothing, a sacred thread, ornaments, marks of tilaka, garlands, and apply fragrant oils the way it is enjoined. The worshipper should with faith present to me padya and achyamana water, fragrances and flowers, whole grains, incense, lamps, and other items. According to his means, he should make offerings of foodstuffs like candy, sweet rice, ghee, rice flour cake, sweet cakes, sweet rice flour dumplings with coconut, spicy sweet wheat cake of ghee and milk, yogurt and vegetable soups. On special days, or else every day, the deity should be offered a massage with ointment, a mirror, an eucalyptus stick for cleaning the teeth, a bath, food to be chewed and not to be chewed, as also song and dance. In a sacrificial area set up as prescribed, he should, wearing a girdle, using a fire pit and an elevation for sacrificing, by hand build and bring to a blaze a fire that is equally piled up. Spreading kushai grass mats, and then sprinkling and ceremonially placing wood in the fire according to the rules, he should, having arranged for the achyamana water, sprinkle the items to offer and meditate on me as residing in the fire. Meditating in worship of me as being brilliant with a color of molten gold, with my conch, disc, club and lotus, and with my forearms and peacefulness, with my garment with the color of the filaments of a lotus, shining helmet, bracelets, belt, the ornaments on my arms, with the shrivatsa on my chest, the effulgent kaustuba, and with a flower garland, while throwing pieces of wood soaked in ghee into the fire, and in the course of the Argya ritual making the two offerings of sprinkling ghee and two different oblations of ghee, a learned person should, with root mantras and the 16 lines of the Purusha Sukta hymn, offer the oblations into the fire for Yamaraj and the other demigods called Srishti Krit in due order, using a mantra for each. Thus having been of worship, he should bow to offer obeisances unto my associates, and next present offerings chanting the basic mantra for the deity in question, thereby remembering Narayana as the original self of the Absolute Truth. After having offered Achamana water and giving the remnants of the food to Vishwaksena, he should present to me prepared betel nut with fragrant substances for the mouth. He should next, for some time, become absorbed in my celebration by listening himself and make others listen to my stories, by acting out my transcendental activities, by dancing, by chanting loudly, and by singing along with others. With prayers from the Puranas, with large or small prayers from other ancient scriptures, with prayers written by others, and prayers from more common sources, he should prostrate himself, pay his obeisances, and say, O Lord, please show your mercy. Prasida Bhagavan. Placing his head at my feet, with his palms brought together, he may say a prayer like, O Lord, please protect this surrendered soul who in this material ocean is afraid of being devoured by death. Prapanam paimamisha bitam richu graharnavat. Praying thus, he should put the remnants granted by me to his head and do this prayer once more, when the deity respectfully is to be bidden farewell, to give the light of the deity a place within the light of his heart. Whenever one develops faith in me, in whatever deity form or other manifestation, one should for that form be of worship, since I, the original soul of all, am situated within my own form as also in all living beings. By thus being of worship with the ritual processes of acting in yoga as described in the Vedas and in more specialized texts, a person will, in both this life and the next, by my grace achieve the perfection he desired. In order to properly establish my deity, the devotee should build a strong temple and maintain beautiful flower gardens that provide flowers for daily puja, festivals and yearly occasions. He who donates land, shops, cities and villages so as to assure the continuance of the daily worship and the special occasions will achieve an opulence equal to mine. Installing a deity, one attains the entire earth. Building a temple, one attains the three worlds, and performing puja and likewise services, one attains the realm of Brahma, but when one does all of these three, one will attain a quality, a transcendental integrity equal to mine. He who, free from ulterior motives, worships me thus, will by bhakti yoga unite his consciousness in devotion and attain me. The one who steals or destroys the property and or the service delivered to the gods and the Brahmins, whether given by himself or by others, is bound to take birth as a stool-eating worm for 100 million years. Both the perpetrator and his accomplice, the one who instigated it and the one who approved it, all will have to share, over and over, the karmic consequences in the life that follows, depending the degree of the damage done.